Welcome to a podcast with the most interesting stories surrounding Humboldt County fast. Check HumboldtLastWeek.com for episodes, local news before episodes are released, and Hum Along Alternative Rock Radio. Again, that's at HumboldtLastWeek.com. This programming has the intent of informing and vibing with a kind community, and these partnerships keep the lights on. Bongo Boy Studio, world-class audio engineers with a client list including Sarah Bareilles. Check BongoBoyStudio.com. North Coast Co-op, it's community-owned with quality groceries in Arcata and Eureka. Search North Coast Co-op. Bell Star Clothing in Old Town Eureka, open every day with spring and summer styles arriving weekly. Online shopping too, search Bell Star Eureka. Beck's Bakery, delicious local organic baked goods at the Farmer's Market in Arcata and online orders at becksbakery.com. Photography by Shy, helping you look amazing in portraits in Humboldt County, link at HumboldtLastWeek.com. And the North Coast Journal, local news in print and online at NorthCoastJournal.com. Wow, we got 25% of 2024 behind us. My name is Miles. This is Humboldt Last Week. Please let me know if you see anything locally newsworthy. And let's hop in with the most interesting stories surrounding Humboldt County fast. This is episode 315, dated March 29th, 2024. You may have noticed all this opposition came on like a big wave. Sherry Heights reps have joined Yurok and Bear River tribal officials in opposition to offshore wind energy development along our north coast. It appears if these potential economy-boosting projects are going to move forward, these tribes want to be significantly more involved. Quote, shared tribal jurisdictional authority, end quote, was mentioned by Sherry Heights reps cautioning ocean turbine impacts. In response, federal officials and developers are calling for more collaboration with tribes. In a LOCO poll, most voters said they respect and appreciate our local tribes, but they disagree on this issue. And U.S. Congressman Jared Huffman told the Journal, quote, I don't support a project that runs roughshod over tribes, the environment, or any of our other values. The reason I support this offshore wind project is because it can be done in a way that I think supports those values and really enhances them. I think this is more a conversation about how to do this project rather than whether to do this project, end quote. Lots of info via the Journal, LOCO, Redheaded Black Belt, etc. Hundreds of millions of federal dollars have already been invested in proposed offshore wind energy projects here in Humboldt County, and we'll see how this news impacts things. The coastal landslide near Ferndale that's closed a coveted hiking spot may also call for an emergency road project. The Fleener Creek Trail has been shut down due to landslide activity you may have seen in jaw-dropping drone footage as even more of the area's parking lot has eroded there toward the ocean. The future of that trail, the Fleener Creek Trail, isn't the only mystery as experts assess the situation and explore the possible relocation of Centerville Road, a big deal for residents there and other users. Meanwhile, Sheriff Hansel declared a local emergency, which could set the stage for government aid to relocate Centerville Road. The nearby Guthrie Creek trailhead, by the way, has also been closed as a precaution. KIEM did a story on that. You might have saw this one. Cops arrested a man after a reportedly chilling McKinleyville break-in. During a power outage in the middle of the night, this woman said she woke up to ominous sounds and saw a shadowy figure. She fled and called the police, who made an arrest after a tense chase. Healthcare progress. Arcata's forthcoming Open Door Community Health Center is hoping for a May opening after delays. The community is hopeful the development will improve healthcare access here. Open Door expects the facility to increase annual visits by 600 and possibly boost patient numbers in the future. You could read more via LOCO. And relevant homelessness news from our neighbors up north. A federal judge has ruled in favor of a church over Brookings officials regarding meal services for the homeless. The judge said the city's attempts at limiting those meals have been an infringement on the church's religious freedom and wrote, quote, the homeless are not vagrants, but are citizens in need. This is a time for collaboration, not for ill-conceived ordinances that restrict care and resources for vulnerable people in our communities, end quote. You can read more via the Wild Rivers Outpost. Yes, weed arrests still do happen here in California and in Humboldt County. Officers say they seized a considerable amount of ganja at two unpermitted sites and arrested a Fortuna man for that. He's 45. Utility theft and an illegal gun suppressor were also noted in this press release you could read at Redheaded Black Belt. Our airport is adding extra flights to LA starting June 9th. Avelo is upping things to 5 nights a week. That means we'll be able to fly directly to Burbank every day, excluding Tuesdays and Saturdays. That press release is via Redheaded Black Belt. Well, it looks like a local tribe only owned a brewery for a short time, as the Paskenta tribe has purchased Blue Lake's Mad River Brewery from the Yurok tribe. A rep emphasized economic stability and community enrichment in the announcement of this purchase. It was in 2019 that Mad River became one of the first tribal-owned breweries when the Yurok tribe purchased them. But yes, they sold. You could read that press release via Redheaded Black Belt. And another Yurok tribe news, they are reclaiming 125 acres after 90% of their land was taken during the mid-1800s. This is going to mark the first ever Native American tribe to manage lands with the National Park Service. So new features coming to Oru, north of Oryk, include a traditional Yurok village, a cultural center, and new trails. You can read more via U.S. News and World Report. And Guy Fieri is being celebrated as the honorary mayor of his childhood hometown in Ferndale. Also a humanitarian and the simultaneous mayor of Flavortown, Guy's journey has taken him from running a pretzel cart in the Victorian village to worldwide culinary fame. And other city news, April 5th in Ferndale is now going to be Guy Fieri Day. You can read more via the city of Ferndale. And all of those stories are linked at HumboldtLastWeek.com/TLDR. Well, what can we get into? Roller Derby, Sir Mix-a-Lot and Tone Loke, Tech 9 in mid-April, stand-up comedy. Check out all those events and more via the Loco Lowdown and the North Coast Journal calendar. Hey, please do reach out with local news. And don't forget HumboldtLastWeek.com and HumAlt.com every day for news before episodes come out and rock radio. Talk to you again soon. Okay, goodbye. Welcome to a podcast with the most interesting stories surrounding Humboldt County fast. Check HumboldtLastWeek.com for episodes, local news before episodes are released, and Hum Along Alternative Rock Radio. Again, that's at HumboldtLastWeek.com. This programming has the intent of informing and vibing with a kind community, and these partnerships keep the lights on. Bongo Boy Studio, world-class audio engineers with a client list including Sarah Bareilles. Check BongoBoyStudio.com. North Coast Co-op, it's community-owned with quality groceries in Arcata and Eureka. Search North Coast Co-op. Bell Star Clothing in Old Town Eureka, open every day with spring and summer styles arriving weekly. Online shopping too, search Bell Star Eureka. Beck's Bakery, delicious local organic baked goods at the Farmer's Market in Arcata and online orders at becksbakery.com. Photography by Shy, helping you look amazing in portraits in Humboldt County, link at HumboldtLastWeek.com. And the North Coast Journal, local news in print and online at NorthCoastJournal.com.